This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cerisi.
And I'm your host, who can't believe we got this lucky again, Davis Bates.
This episode is our weekly anime review, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Yo.
Weekly anime review.
Our lineup rules.
Our lineup does rule. Once again, this is only going to be a two-episoder, because One Piece is dumb. No, One Piece isn't dumb. One Piece is the GOAT. But when they do stuff like this, it's dumb.
Their stupid recap episode.
Yeah, where we got the entire history of them. Yeah. It's like, cool, no one cares. We already know this.
Looks like next episode, though, is going to be
Looks fun. Episode looks fire. Fun. Yeah. I did see, because Crunchyroll has comments. Mm-hmm. I did look at the comments under that episode, the one that's the recap. And everyone was just like, you know what? The animators deserve a break.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I was like, fair.
Nah, the episode before us one was,
yeah.
was
and this whole season
nutty.
Has been
yeah, that's true, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I wasn't that mad about it.
No, it's fine. I can take a break from it. It's fine. I take a 1 week break from One Piece.
Yes. So we got a new one we're reviewing. Everyone, I'm assuming, watched it when it came out. And Delicious in Dungeon. Usually we start with the anime we think is going to be the best of the season.
Yeah.
Demon Slayer and My Hero are still to come out. But I am going to start with Kaiju number 8.
Yep.
I think it might hold the spot going forward.
It's very possible.
Because this first episode was incredible.
This was so good.
This show looks amazing.
It was like the entire time. I was like, what? This is amazing.
This show looks
This is so good. Just from the moment that the Unit C or whatever came on and was killing the kaiju all the way to the end.
Music.
I was like, music ruled!
Once again, I don't know if Shangri-La Frontier was just like started this whole. I know, there's always been music in anime, but they have like guitars going and like yeah, the first when the girl comes out
and she just like hits the ground.
It was awesome.
And the main character is amazing.
That's what I was gonna say. That's one thing I think is like I'm like, oh, this main character.
I love him.
Is awesome.
I love him.
Yeah.
He
Unlike
so
Solo
cool.
Leveling, which, like, great show.
Yes.
Like, instantly, I was like, yeah. I love this guy.
This guy is spectacular.
He's awesome.
He
and
is
his
dude.
Buddy. Love that guy, too.
I thought that kid was going to be so fucking annoying when he first came. I thought he was going to be that edgy. It's like, I'm better than you. And it'd be the whole thing that the MC would have to prove his worth and all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. And then it turned out this kid's just super nice as well,
yeah,
and
I
just
know.
Like and just being edgy and all.
But
this
not like
stuff.
He cares or anything.
Not like he cares or anything.
Did you watch it dubbed or subbed?
I watched it dubbed.
Oh, see, I watched it subbed.
I think it was good. It was good dubbed.
No, it was one of those funny things. I was like, "What was I doing?" I was just like watching it. I wasn't biking or anything. And I'm like, "Wait a minute, this is dubbed."
Yeah.
Not that I have a problem with it dubbed. It was good dubbed. I just don't know if they're going to keep up that consistently.
Well, I'll swap. But yeah, that'll probably bite me later. I'll swap over when they don't. Mm. But like, I turned it on and it was a happy surprise. Like, oh. I realized at one point, I'm not looking at the screen. What's going on? I can understand it.
Yeah, that's where I didn't even realize I was watching it dubbed.
Yeah. I thought they dubbed it really well so far. Like, the characters is like really good. But, what was I saying? These two. Because the kid stays in the... I loved it at the end of this episode. So this episode we're going to be all over the place.
Because
first episode, it was great.
It was
I loved it at the end of the episode. When he turns into a kaiju. And the kid was just like, he's reporting you right now. I thought when we first saw him, I thought it was one of those things where it's like, oh, now I'm going to kill this kaiju so I can get, like, the kid's going to be like, I'm going to get on the squad and all that stuff. No, he's like, no, he's still my buddy.
Yeah.
He's like, he's reporting you. We got to get you out of here.
Yeah,
it's like,
I love that.
Yes.
I love
they're a team.
I love the way he reports to his old man. He's just like, and all of a sudden the phone's like, right there. I love that. I didn't expect so much comedy out of it.
It's so much comedy.
And it's good.
Yeah.
With, like, the whole storyline. I mean, when the.
I'm going to test and duty again.
What they call it, a Yaju?
Kaiju.
No, those smaller one.
I don't know why I said that.
I think they call it a it's like a type of kaiju.
Like the flea one that was back in
that.
They
called it like a Yaju.
Yeah, okay,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's probably a smaller version.
Yeah, it's probably like a flea that goes on to the main kaiju
or something like that.
That's what I understand it as. Maybe. I could be wrong.
But when that thing, first of all, it was badass. When he saves the kid there, he's like, get out of here. Saves him twice.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought the kid was dead, too.
And then, of course, like, they kind of, like, got me there when it was, like, almost like it would swallow him.
Yeah.
I was like, is this how he becomes a kaiju?
Yeah.
I did not see the parasite aspect, like, from the anime Parasite. It was very much like that.
Yeah.
Where the parasite, like, at the end when it goes into him. Very interested in what that's about, because it was like...
It talked.
I found you.
He was looking for him.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I love that. Just the comedy aspect of that, too. It's like, I am going to try out for the Defense Force again. And then just, like... what?
Yeah.
It's like, Kaiju, no.
That was so good.
I loved also the scene, like, the animation of the show is nuts,
very good, by the way. Very good.
But, like, this, like, and, like, the their framing of the show, too. When the kid pulls back, we'll find out their name soon. When the
Takiwa is the friend.
Okay, when Takiwa pulls that curtain back, and it's like, for a second, it's just, like, that, like, perfect frame shot of him in his Kaiju form, I'm like...
So is he permanently in Kaiju?
I don't think so, because the cover shows him not being in Kaiju.
Okay.
Shows him part of like having defense gear stuff on.
Okay, good. I'm glad, because I'm hoping it was a mix.
Yeah, me too. I think it'd be funnier if it's the other way around, but then we'd lose the animation of his face.
Yeah, we lose, and we'd also lose like the relationships he's like about to have with all
these people. Yeah, that's
weird. Because obviously this girl, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. How that flashback story is good. Also, I do want to know what happened. Like, did he just fail out and leave her alone, or...
I mean, fail out, you fail out. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah,
like, it sounds like he... what I'm getting the vibe is, like, he kind of abandoned her.
Yeah, well, I think...
like, she was just too good, and he just was, like...
And he couldn't make the cut.
Cut, and I don't want to be around you bringing it down, kind of. But also, when he's like, what am I complaining about? I have an amazing apartment. I can eat anytime I want. I'm like, yeah, maybe clean it.
Yeah, it looks, yeah.
Your job is to clean things.
I know, but it doesn't make sense. He doesn't want to bring work home.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. The intestine thing was absolutely hilarious. Oh,
amazing.
It makes total sense.
Yeah. I just love the random scene where the guy gets, like, he gets hit with the acid blood, essentially, and it's like, ah, okay, it happens to all of us. Make sure you file a workers' compensation form. It's like you're so commonplace. But that'd be like how the world would be, too. It's like, awesome. Such a great character. He is hilarious.
He's amazing. He's the show's going to get, the action's definitely going to be awesome. I mean, just start out awesome. The whole, I love the, also the, like, how well, like, kaijus are written into the world. Like, how, like, the lights will change, like, the street lights will change, like, a kaiju alert. That is all, like, cleanup system of eyes and all that.
They, like they do, they read around thermals, make sure no one's in the area when they're attacking it.
It's cool. It's like it's already like well established, like they're a thing and everything like that.
I want to know if like there's something special with them because like they're doing superhuman stuff. Like the Defense Force is doing superhuman stuff. So essentially, So I'm wondering if there's like something because girl has a tiger for a pet. Like regular anime people don't have that usually.
No,
And she's like when they fall out, like I don't know if it's their gear or them when they like she jumps out
land from pretty high up.
Yeah, and they like she cratered. So like
maybe it's the gear.
It might be the gear. Yeah, I wonder if it's something like.
But
that.
they do take a lot of samples from the kaijus.
That's a good point. Yeah, so you don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's such a well detailed role already, and. I mean, comedy. I love the comedy
aspect.
The way they do it.
When that tiger attacked for the first time and I saw she has a pet, I was like, you have a tiger as a pet? That's so ridiculous, but so awesome. I was like, so bad.
It's so cool, and you're so hot.
I know, she is super hot.
She's so hot. Of course, they had a bat scene already.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey, for a bat scene.
It was
bat
a very, very tame one.
Yeah,
yes.
For an anime bat scene, that was
it
not
was very,
aggressive.
I was very impressed with that,
Her apartment is gorgeous.
Well, yeah, she's actually worth something.
Yeah. That last gunshot she had was awesome.
Yeah.
Just directly in the chest, blew the thing up.
I loved when the old man was calling, and they just like, it just cut into their head. They're just showing the exploded anyone. It's oh crap, that's gonna happen to you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh
yeah, they're hilarious. They're gonna be awesome.
This show.
I'm glad he has someone who knows.
Yes,
I don't think it'll make it better than no one knowing.
Yeah, I agree.
Can't wait to see him fight.
Oh my god, it's gotta be so. Yeah,
it's gotta be sick.
It's gotta be so cool.
That's where I think this that's why I watching this first episode. That's where. I don't want to like keep comparing to Solo Leveling, but Solo Leveling was the new anime of the year, and that was the one everyone was hyped about. The one thing I think is like different that I like about a lot about this show, it's got the comedy aspect. The characters are already just pulling me in.
Yeah.
They're
more personable.
No, he was not at all. He was in the beginning.
Totally turned out just a Solo Leveling.
And the story, Solo Leveling story is great. This story is also, I'm like, ooh. Give me more information.
I want more. I was so mad when the episode ended. I was like, no, I want more.
But I knew you had to be thinking the same thing. Just like, I was like 5 minutes in, I was like, this show is fucking awesome.
It's amazing.
The music is so good. Yeah. It's like this awesome rock music. I'm like,
it's something special. I felt the same way, sort of, with when Zom 100 came out. Like, that first episode had me like that, too. So it's like, and this one did it to me more. So I'm like, oh, this is good.
This one.
Good. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, this one, I think, I don't know. This one has already got, it already out of episode one. I'm like, is it next week yet?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
It has the vibes.
Yeah, I love a lot of anime we watch. Like, One Piece, definitely can't wait for the next episode and all that kind of stuff. But this one, I'm already, like, I was like, give me another one right now.
This has the vibes. We're gonna see what My Hero. We're gonna see what the show does first off.
Yeah.
This could tank. Anime does that. I don't think it's going to. We're gonna see what My Hero does. My Hero is gonna have a big season.
Mm-hmm.
But Demon Slayer, we'll see. But this show, I don't know, they're if they keep up, if they keep the energy they have in this episode and keep doing what they were doing for the rest of the season, they're gonna be fighting hard for that first spot of anime of the year, I think.
Yeah, oh definitely. 100%.
This has everything.
Because right now, I think right now my anime of the year would be Frieren.
That's fair.
But that's not gonna win anime of the year.
No.
That would be my anime of the year probably right now.
Yeah. We're gonna see what this one does.
Did anything come out in December and stuff like that before that?
What is JJK gonna be? No, they already did season 2. Season 2 is already out, by the way. So
I don't know. Yeah, no, it's for me that's Frieren, yeah.
Yeah. That's fair, yeah. I think that's a good one. That's a good one to have, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. It's cool too, just think about Jujutsu Kaisen. They do the same thing, mixing all the comedy and doing all this jazz stuff in there. Their formula works great. They clean up every year, so this does the same thing.
The main character is already rules.
He's so likable. He's so likable.
Yeah, I know. He's really so likable.
And like everyone in the show, like minus the girl, she's mad at him, but like everyone in the show likes him. Mm-hmm. Like, cause he's just a personal person, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh.
I can't wait to see where it goes. Yeah, yep. Definitely great first episode.
Very, can't believe we got this lucky again.
Well, once again, we're going to get My Hero and Demon Slayer, so we're going to be reviewing My Hero, Demon Slayer. I don't know how long Delicious Dungeon goes for. Doing
24 episodes,
24, so they got to be pretty close.
Yeah, we're
on like 15?
This is episode 15, yeah. So we got another 9 weeks.
You got My Hero and Demon Slayer, so it's just another good anime block. And then after that, we have freaking... I mean, Jobless Reincarnation's out right now, too, right?
It is, yes. Yeah. I've watched half the first episode.
And then, what is it? After this block is Overlord. And
Are they getting a movie or a season? I think they're getting a movie.
No, I think they're getting a season, I thought.
Yeah, all right, never mind. Let's go. We're pumped.
But yeah, then let's move on to our second anime, Delicious in Dungeon.
Yeah, buddy.
This is a very good episode. Fun. Oh, good.
As they always seem to be. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's always so fun. I just like how it picked up, but... I got picked up right where the last episode ended, was being lost. And that Chilltruck had an episode. Chilltruck was killing me. Was just like, even starting out, he's like, I'm going to climb this. And then the blood dragon flies over. It's like and he falls down in that position. Mm-hmm. I was dying laughing. He was having, and when Senji tries to give him the birds and the bees talk,
that was hilarious.
That was the best.
His scream right when it starts, it's like,
the horror on his face.
Because there was a naiads, dryads.
They were dryad plants. Yes.
Dryad plants, yeah. That was a great sequence. When they get hay fever, that was awesome.
Oh, I always love it. Senji had an episode too. It's like, I gotta protect the youngins and all this stuff. It felt like a good episode. Like when they were all like, oh, I'm so full now, I'm feeling great. And Senji was like, oh, nice. I was like, I felt so good for him.
I love when Marcel there, she's like, why did you put it in this bucket, the pumpkin head, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm still gonna eat it though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That is, I wanna talk about that because like, that should be annoying. Like, Marcel, every, like, turn. Like, at first, I thought it was kind of annoying when she was doing it every time. I was like, hey, this is bad food, but I'm going to eat it anyways. I love every second she does
that. Hilarious.
It's the best thing on the planet. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. I love it every single. There's, like, her horror over it. Oh, yeah, it's so good.
And now she just leans into it.
Yeah. I know. Oh, they're hurting right now, though. They're in a bad spot.
That whole fight with the Basculus.
Yeah,
because that wasn't a cockatrice. It was a basilisk.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She turns down.
But I did love it. She just is like, she does the image, and then it just like, then she views herself, and then she's like, ah! And then it just bites her, and it's like, and that's the end of the dungeon.
Yeah, I know. That was so good. When she turned to stone, when Lyos got her in the position, it's like, now you're permanently turned to stone. She's like, what?
He's like, ah.
She froze in a really bad position.
And then they just used her as a weight for pickling. I love that. So the ending was great when she's just like, oh, I should thank them and all that. She's like, but there's one thing I have to say before that. Don't use a stone person for pickling. I love when she's teaching healing magic.
Oh, yeah.
And he touches the dwarf.
Senji's
chest. And he's like, why there? Oh. I was like.
See, Senji hates magic. That was so funny. Yeah. Overall, this was a great. Chilchuk did one more thing. I can't remember what he did.
I mean, he pretty much won the battle for him.
Yeah, that's true. He did help a lot with that. That was cool teamwork.
Because the senses are through the roof.
Through the roof, yeah.
He could hear the wind.
I know. Oh, the Mad Mage, dude, changing up the entire layout. D-bag. Yeah, like,
Mad Mage sucks. Well, I also how Marcel pointed out that they would never seal the dungeon because that would prevent all magic or something. It would disconnect the magic link with the dungeon or something. And that's why the Mad Mage wouldn't seal them in.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I remember this.
Because they're like, will the mage ever let us fully out?
Yeah.
Also, that was a red dragon.
Yeah, was that a red? Was that the red dragon, or was that one of the blood dragons that he threw at them?
Oh, that had to be a blood dragon. Because yeah.
I know the red dragon. We know the red dragon. We know the red dragon's back. Like, yeah. It's what's her name? It's Phalan.
Phalan. Yeah.
It's Phalan.
Yeah.
But I think that was one of his like blood dragons.
That definitely wasn't how to think about it. It was smoother.
Yeah, it was like smaller too. I think. Yeah. Smoother. So yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah, but there you are in a bad spot.
They're in rough shape. Like Marcel. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Right. I know Marcel is like fixing her wand now slowly and all that stuff, but just there, just hurt it, man. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna see how they got out of this.
Also, how Tochuk pointed out that one thing, she's like, "Were you always hating on like?" She calls it ancient magic. I'm assuming it's slightly different than black magic, but it's all under the same umbrella.
It's all dark.
And he's like, "Well, it's really weird because every half foot they call him or something. I don't know. I don't remember what his people are called or short, whatever. He's like every one of his people. He's like that started messing with black magic, got abducted by the elves. I was like." What?
Yeah, whoa. What are the elves up to?
Get more detail on that, please.
I think we're going to get them. I mean, like, they're...
Sounds like elves are just taking in small people.
Yeah, it sounds like they're kidnapping people. Yeah. Like this. Well, I know because of the dungeon. They gave the dungeon to the humans. Elves did, right? Yeah,
but they want to buy it back now.
Yeah, and then we saw them on a boat. They're on their way there or something like that. So, really cool, though, how she described how she did the dark magic or whatever, that she like essentially just rewriting the code of the dungeon essentially to do it.
She needs like a, she's pulling from a different universe that has infinity or something like that.
Yeah, some weird magic explanation.
It was kind of cool though.
I like the idea. It made sense. Like I'm just pulling from the idea of an abstract.
And also the images that they showed like of the dungeon and stuff were super cool at the time.
That was awesome, dude. Yeah. It was so, so cool.
Also, why do I, even in Lord of Rings, elves are always, there's always just a group of elves who are just stuck up. Because they live forever.
That's what it is. It's what
it's like.
It is.
We're better than all of you.
Yeah, the first time they haven't done it. It was like, I mean, I guess Sarai and Frieren, but like, no, the elves of Frieren weren't d bags.
Yeah,
that one was like a good. Yeah, like, she likes humans overall.
She likes humans.
She
overall.
Just likes pretend she doesn't.
And I don't think that's like, I'm an elf. I think that's just like, I've been alive for a really long time. I got it.
That's really.
I don't think she cares about elves or.
Yeah. Okay. Know. Yeah.
Yeah, but Freer and the elves are definitely the coolest.
Yeah, they're the best. Yeah, even that monk elf, he was like cool.
Also, I know they're supposed to be kind of smart, but I know they don't reproduce because we're talking about Freer right now, but because they have no desire to do sexual things. Pretty much is what she said.
Sure,
it's like, but are you dumb?
Yeah, like I don't like brushing my teeth, but I do it for my health. Like,
but are you like dumb?
Yeah, it's like just do it to get the kids out there,
you're
man.
Just flying all elves never existing.
Okay. Yeah, like that's so. Yeah, how did you guys make it to this point then? Like,
I don't know. Was there like six of them, and then that was it?
Yeah, apparently. I guess so. I don't know.
I know Freerun was a baby once.
That is true. She did have a village that got wiped out.
That is a good point. Maybe the demon king was killing all the elves.
He did well. Yeah, he put out that order to kill them. Remember that?
No, I don't. Want...
Okay, so remember when she met Flama for the first time?
Yes.
Okay, you remember Flama killed those three demons?
Oh,
the demon said that the demon king has the order to kill all elves.
Oh, what a dick!
I know. Well, he's a demon king. Yeah. And demons aren't people; they're monsters.
Yeah. But yeah,
delicious in dungeon. Great. We really liked Freerun. Damn,
yeah,
dude,
we really did. It was so good.
It was so good.
Delicious in dungeon is a great show. Also, definitely glad you were like watch it. The dubbed is phenomenal. I love all the actors.
Yeah. It was crazy when I found out who Homer. Yeah. And the guy from Smosh, I like, because I've watched some of his Smosh videos, and they're funny. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's cool to see him be doing stuff. Yeah,
it was really interesting that it's like a bunch of famous people.
I know. It's fun. It's fun. I love it.
Definitely great. Yeah, it is really, 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 really good.
I know. Good stuff.
Yep. And that's all we got this week. Yeah, because no One Piece, because it was just recap. And then My Hero comes out beginning of May.
Okay, cool. We're really close.
Demon Slayer, I think, is also beginning of May.
Okay, that's fine.
There must be short seasons then. No, My Hero's going to be 24.
My Hero will be 24. Demon Slayer will probably do 12 because they're idiots. They did one 24-episode season, and they stopped, I think.
Well,
was the Entertainment District arc?
No, it was 12, but they were like, it was technically 2 because we put Mugen Train as episodes and on it.
Dumb.
Yeah, Demon Slayer needs a My Hero season 6 season.
Yes. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's over.
It's not that bad, but yes.
It's not that bad, but if it's literally just like last season, I'll put it like, I won't say it's bad, but I'll just be like, this isn't the show that it was.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's going to be interesting with the Hashira training arc, because it's the Hashira training arc. So it's like, see, it sounds like...
Yeah, but if I just see... If it's a demon's going to show up.
They have to.
Yeah, a demon's going to show up. And if it's just like the Hashira's doing cool shit, I'm here for that.
I guess so. I guess that's a good point. Yeah, that's a really good point. And we're so, and I know we actual do... Actual cool shit. I saw in the trailer, I know we get to see Uzi comes back, so... Always happy to have him back
around. Yeah, if it was like last season, I would say... Right now, out of all the anime we watched, it would probably be last of this year.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of one that was worse.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad. It would be bad.
Or just, if we're ranking out the ones that are just coming last.
Yeah, we're just coming last. Yeah,
that's how it goes.
Yeah.
No, and not everyone. I think everyone goes to the Olympics, and they're amazing athletes, but someone's got to come in last.
That's a great analogy.
So, yeah. So, yep.
Great. Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.